Vayter and Shasring Kedusha Daf Mem Ches picking up on Mem Zanim Beis towards the bottom of the page 2, 4, 6 lines up. The word is Evi Baisema, but we're gonna back it up much more than that. Another 10 lines up. First one in line is Kino and name it Ketanoi. That is what we said that Rav mentioned that Milva is in a Mekudeshes. Now we want to say Nimekatanoi. Let's say this is Machlokas Tanoim. And let's read it through. Here we go. If a man says to a woman, marry me with a Shtar Chov, or he has a Milva Biyad Acherim, means to say he has that other people owe him money. In both these cases, he's owed money. We're going to see exactly by whom. It sounds like these are exactly the same case. But the point is, if he here shows some, and he goes and he gives over power of attorney and gives it over to her to be able to get the money. Rabbi Meir Omer Mekudeshes, he says that's called Mekudeshes. The Chalomer Mekudeshes, not Mekudeshes. Now, Hai Shtar Chov, Echidami. What exactly is the Shtar Chov we're dealing with? Ilim Shtar Chov, the Chermi, want to say Shtar Chov to others. In other words, I have a Shtar in my hand saying that Bob owes me money. Hainu Milva Biyad Acherim. That is the same case as the second one. It's a Milva Biyad Acherim. So it can't be that. Elalav, Shtar Chov Dida. It must be that I have a Shtar Chov that this particular woman owes me money, and I'm saying to her that I'm going to give her the right to have that money and marry me with that. That means to say I'm being basically nullifying the loan over there. And it sounds like the machlokas is whether you be Makadish bim milve, says the Gemara. So what are you going to do with that, Rav? Are you saying it like straight up? The answer is we see clearly you can understand that as a machlokas, says the Gemara. Liolam shtar chov d'acherim. No, really, we're talking about shtar chov of others. We are not talking about it's hers, it's really other people's. And this, it sounds like it's the same case, the first and second case. The machlokas is whether it's a milve b'shtar, it's written down, it's milve apeh, which is just spoken out. First one's milve b'shtar, second one's milve apeh. But milva b'shtar b'may pligi, in reference to milva b'shtar, what exactly is a machlokas? But plukta the Rebbe v'rabbanan k'mifgid, they have a machlokas in another machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. The time was in the Baisa. Osios nignas b'mesira. Osios, letters that are written down on a piece of paper can be acquired just by handing over that paper. Divri Rebbe is like, that's Rebbe. V'chomom say, bein shekasav v'lo masav, bein shekasav v'lo kasav, either circumstance low kan, it's not going to work. Ad shechtov v'yimser. So it's written down and it's handed over. So what's our case we're talking about over here? We're talking in the case that we're talking about right now between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is that the guy goes out, I give over this shtar chov to this woman, but I didn't write another shtar to finalize this sale over here. My let islay the Rebbe. So of course this is a good solution. One of them holds like Rebbe. That's Rabbi Meir over here. That just handing it over is good enough. My less later Rabbi Elman does not hold like Rabbi, period. Now, Vibay Sam and other answers, now we're up to today's. Dukuli Alma, everybody less later Rabbi, nobody holds like Rabbi. So it's not that I give this woman the shtar just straight up and just give it to her, but I also write out a whole other shtar saying that it belongs, you know, it's gonna, she gets to have it. The Hachabad Rav Papa Kamifli, really, what's the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim? And the Rav Papa, Dam Rav Papa, Hai Man Dezabin Shtar Lechavri, if somebody sells a document, a shtar chov, to his friend, Sarech Lemichtav Le, Kinei La Chu V'chol Shibude, he has to write in this sale that the shtar chov and everything that's connected to it are given over to you. And in the case that we brought, that wasn't written over here. Therefore, the question is whether it's a good Kiddushin. My Isla Dera Papa, that's a Chum Holdlik of Papa, and therefore it's not going to be a good Kiddushin. My Lesla Dera Papa, I don't care about Papa's statement over there, and therefore it's good, and the marriage would be good. Viba Yisema, another way to understand the Mechokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The Kuliyama Isla Dera Papa. Everyone really holds Rav Papa. Even Rabbi Meir holds the Rav Papa. Vehacha b'dishmuel k'mifgi. Rhythm of their argument is with the world of Shmuel. Damer Shmuel. Peep, turn the page. Mem chesem and alf. Hamocher shtar chov lechaver. Somebody sells a shtar chov to the friend. Vechazer machlo. And then afterwards he goes and he's mochel the debt that's in this document. Machel works. So he kind of like two times, I don't know, backstabs the person he gave it to in the meantime. Because he goes to the original, it's like me giving and selling the shtar chov to somebody else, and then I go to the guy Bob who borrowed the money from me and say, by the way, you don't have to pay me back anymore. Vafilu Yorish Mochel. So that is the guy who I sold the shtar chov to. He's gonna lose out. And not only can I do it, but when I'm gone, even my son, who's my Yorish, he is a bit of the ability also to go out and be mochel this chov. Demar isle the shmo. One of them holds like shmo. That would be the chachamim. They're going to say that even after the man gives a note over to the woman, he could still get rid of his debt, which erases any sort of ability to collect. Omar Leslie Shmuel, the only one does not have the Shmuel, that would be Rabbi Meir. He says that you're not able to get rid of, you don't be mocha the debt after you give her the shtar, and therefore the woman's rights to collect aren't able to be knocked out. V'e boy samer train. Now the kuliyame is the shmuel. Really, everyone does hold of shmuel, meaning both of them are maskim. They're able to get rid of this chov, even after you sell it. V'hacha be'isha cometh for you. Here, what's the machlokas in reference to isha? The machlokas is about a woman, which is normally the case. Machlokas comes when there's women. Just kidding. Ma'ar savar isha samcha daita. One says, meaning Rabbi Meir, he says that a woman, this guy who wants to do the social tickle, she's someone chadas on him. She trusts this guy. Maybe that's her mistake. Meimar Amra, she says, Lo shavak le lididi umachal le lachrini. This guy wants to get married. He wants to marry me. He's not going to go and mess me over just to get rid of the debt of someone else. Umar savar isha nami lo shavak daita. No, a woman wouldn't go ahead and she wouldn't trust him. They'd be scared that the debt's going to be erased and they're going to lose out from it. And therefore, this marriage, mawage, is no good because she's not committing to this. That's what, you know, the basis of all relationships. You got to have trust. So she's now the trust, therefore it's no good. Okay, up until now, we've been talking about a milva bishtar, right? That's when there's a shtar over there. Now we're going to talk about the case over here. I'm sorry, but there's a shtar chov, my bad. Shtar chov that was actually written. And now we're going to go into the case where it wasn't actually written, but it was alpeh. B'milva alpeh, b'may pligi. What exactly? Because that's the second part of the braisa. So, and we see the machlokzin, Rabbi Meir, and the chachamim. So now, b'milva alpeh, b'may pligi. What are they arguing over? B'derav huna amarav. They're arguing the words of Rabbi Rav. Dumb over them, Rav. Manali biyadcha teneu leploni. The throwback to Gittin days. So what happens, you got three people over there. You got a man, you got a woman, and you got money. The third guy owes money to man. So now, man says to... Oh gosh, too confusing. You got Avraham, Bob, and Sarah. So Bob owes Avraham money. So Avraham says to Bob, give the money to Sarah. Go give it to a third party. But my Machlosh, then of all three of them are standing over there. Rashi says, Amar lo, Kane, Karna, Ve'in Tam, Bedavrda. Okay, so if all three of them are over there, then it's Taka going to work. That is, Avram's there, Bob is there, and Sarah is there. Karna, so B'may Machlosh, and Karna, it all works. So by us, that's, I already put it into our case over here, and that's going to work. Mar Savar, that's the Chachamim, Kika Amar of Rav Hani Mili Bipigadon. When Rav says this statement, it's Rav Huna Marav. So when Rav says this, that it's in front of all three of them, he's saying in reference to a Pikadon. Rav says the Ise Be'ain, with some Kadaita the Makabel. The thing is right there, and it's a physical object. Aval, milve lo. But now when it comes to milve, it doesn't pass like that. Umar Silver, lo shtam milve, lo shtam pikadon. Doesn't make a difference, either one of them. Here we go again. Name a kid tonight. Let's hit some machlokas tonight. Rashi says, but mekadesh is but milva. When you're getting married to milva, like Rav said, it's name a kadesh. Let's hit some machlokas tanoim. Says the Bryce, skachi li bishtar. The guy says, to marry me with this star. Rabbi Meir Omer Einu Mekudeshes says it's not Mekudeshes. Rabbi Lezer Omer Mekudeshes. Mazel Tov. Chamomim Shomes Aniyar. We have to evaluate the value of the actual paper. That's just the Dite and Aminiyar. That's all that's not on the paper. Image with Shavu Putin with Eshav, the Shavu Putin, the Niyar, and the paper, then they're married. Vim Lav, Einu Mekudeshes. If not, then they are not married. Hai Shtar Yechidami. What in the world are we talking about over here? What Shtar is this? We're assuming this is a Shtar Chov. Elim ishtachov dechem, you want to say ishtachov of other people, that the guy's giving him the shtar of Bob, Avram saying to Sarah, here, take this shtar chov that Bob owes me, and that's what she's saying, giving it over to him. Kashin derby mayor, Because we saw in the previous brisa that Rabbi Meir is the one who had said in such a case that they would be mekudeshes. Now he's saying it's not mekudeshes. So clearly it can't be. That's what we're talking about. Ella b'shtar chov dida. Must be talking about a shtar chov dida, her own shtar chov, meaning that she owes him money and he's giving it over. And they're arguing that is Rabbi Meir, who's saying it's no good, or saying it is good, are arguing in the world of Mekadesh b'milva is going to work or is not going to work. So that is a kashan rav. Amar of Nachma Yitzchak 9. Hachamayski Yod Shikitsha B'Shtar Shein Olav Edom. He's talking about here that he's being Mekadesh with the shtar, meaning as in Kesef Shtar Ubiya, just to be Mekadesh with the shtar. But there are no Edom that are signed on the actual shtar. Obviously, there are Edom there that saw him giving it over to her, but they weren't in there. Now, Rabbi Meir L'tameh yields like himself in reference to the idea of Gittin, the Amr Edi Chasimah Kaiser. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that those that sign it, those are the ones that are enacting it to actually go forward. And Rabbi Meir says the same thing over here too. And therefore there's nothing signed on the shtar, so it's no good. Right? Rashi says, Edichasimi Karsi is mash for Lisa for Krisis. Rabbi Elazar Latame, he goes according to his own reason as well. We saw this back on Gittin, Daf Gimel, for all those who recall. The Amaris Gimel Mabez, he says, Edim is Sira Karsi. He says, no, only the ones that hand over, that's what's really working over here. And therefore he's going to say that it's going to work because there are Edim there that saw that actually happen. Rabbanon Mesapkalu. He could be married to Rabbi Elazar. He's not sure exactly what to do over here. Therefore, he'll go Shamanus in there. Just let's check out the paper. Emesh v'shavaputim. With Eshav the shavaputim on the paper, it's good. Then it becomes like Katsef. Vim lav inim katsef not, then it is not Miku Deshes. V'boy, same another answer we could say is Kigon Shik Savo Shalol Lishma. We're talking about a case where it was written Shalol Lishma. When he's marrying this woman, it didn't write for her. Rashi says Lishtar Erisin Shalol Lishma. And with the Reish Lakish coming from the arguing in the world of Reish Lakish. What's that you asked? I'm so glad you asked. About Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish asked. Shtar Erisin Shakasul Shalosh Shma. If you have a Shtar Erisin Mitzvah in the Alishma. Now, what's the din? Is it a good die? Is it good or is it no good? Do we make a hekesh of divorce and marriage? And my yitziyah being lishma, just like divorce, to get us be done lishma. So too, when they're getting married, they'll also be done lishma. We just compare havayas to themselves. And ma havaya the kesef lo be lishma. Havaya of money doesn't have to be lishma. You don't have to go and mint the coin dafka for this person. Havaya the shtar lo be lishma. So too, that doesn't need to be lishma. Either those are the kasha and busted the bayah the pashta. But they asked, he answered, "V'yatzeva ha'isa, we make hakesh of yatzeva ha'isa, hakesh of early tzia." And just like the get has to be done lishma, so too the marriage has to be done lishma as well. Mar is late to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Meir holds a Reish Lakish. And then this price we said, he said it's no good, and therefore since it wasn't done lishma, it's no good. My last lady of Shlakas, the Tribalah says, don't do it, Shlakas. She says it can be done even in Alishma, and therefore it's fine. Viva Yisema, way number three we have. The cool Hamish salute to Shlakas, really everyone holds a very Shlakas. That is, even Rabbi Loza is going to be masking to Rish Lakish. It's written Lishma with her name in it, but Shalom Idaita, that is, he doesn't do it with her Das. Before he has it's written, it's only once it's written that she goes. He goes and tells her about the fact that it was written. Now she says, "Lo yada shekisha nichtav." We plucked up the Rav Ravina, Rav Papa, Rav Shravya. They're arguing in that machlokas. Tamar. We saw this earlier in Daf Tesama Beis. It's also a way throwback to Ksuvas. Ksavo lishma v'shalomidaita. Let's say he did lishma, but without her das. Then Rav Ravina Amar Mikdashi, it works. So Papa Rav Shavi Amar Mikdashi, it doesn't work. So Rav Meir is going to go with Rav Papa and Rav Shavi. And Belaz is going in the world of Rava and Ravina. Well, we're not giving up over here. That is, Neba Kahani tonight. Let's say again, Rav's shtickle, as Rashi points out to us. Thank you very much for showing me Tzchaki for that one. Then Mikdash Ben Milva. Whether or not it's Mikdash, it's not Rav, says obviously not. Let's say it's Machlokas Tanoyim. We're looking at the Baisa. Asay li shirim nizamim vitabos. This woman goes and she takes gold and she brings it to the guy who was a gold man. He works in gold, this gold stuff, and says to him, make this into some sort of jewelry for me, earrings, rings, something like that. V'kadashani l'cha. And you know what? Tell you what, I'll marry you if you do that. I'll be married to you. Kevin shasan mukudashas. The halacha is that if he goes and he makes it for her, bam, they're married. Divrei Meir, Zekzer Meir. Chamom, they say, in mukudashas, ashegi, amom, leyodo. Nice try. Not married until money gets into her hands. Hi, mom and hechidami. What exactly are we talking about? This money that the Chum say, what is it talking about? Ilema osa mamon. If you want to say it's talking about that money, meaning the gold itself that the woman gave to the guy, and that the Chum is saying that it's going to work when he gives it back to her, mechlal the Tanakama sarei filo osa mamon namilo. That implies that Meir is going to be holding Tanakama near Meir. Even that money doesn't have to be given to her in order for it to work. Ella, but my bo mikacha. Then what exactly is she getting married for through without any sort of money? There was nothing happened. Ella la b'mamon acher. Must be that what they're talking about, the Chum is talking about, is other money besides this jewelry that is given to her. Shmamina b'mikadesh b'milva kamifugi. That's what they're arguing over. Now, we're working on the presumption that v'savri dekuli ama yeshens l'schiros metchilu etzof, that when the guy is working, it's not like he does his work at the end, he gets paid, but rather, as he's working, he's owed the amount that is coming to him. So it's like pruta by pruta by pruta by pruta. So it becomes kilu like it's a loan, v'hava milva, and therefore, once he's done, he's now owed that money, becomes like a loan. My laba makabifke, and this is what they're arguing over. The Marsava Makadash Bilbim Gudashas, that is what Meir would say, it's considered Makudashas. Marsava Makadash Bilbim Gudashas, that the Chum say is not going to be. And there we go, so Machlokas Tanoyim, that which Rav wants to say. So the Gemara, low, nice try. The Kuliam Makadash Bilbim Gudashas. Really, even when Meir would hold the Makadash Bilbim is not Makudashas. Actually, the Machlokas is whether or not that statement we said before about getting paid, like pruta by pruta by pruta, like owed that stuff, is what they're arguing over. Mar salvar that be your mayor, beep, turn the page. Mem chesma base. Ain't a lischir sell of a self, that it's only at the very end after he's done. Mar salvar yesh lischir sell of a self, and that's a chum, they say it's mitchila vi ad self. Therefore, mayor says it's married because it's not alone, and chum say not like that because it's considered alone, therefore no good. V-boy Sim, another way to explain this is to say the Kulei Ami Yishtel is Chiyos Mitchila. So it's really everyone holds that there's Chiyos Mitchila V'ad Sof. This is a case of Mekadesh Milva. And again, for sure, Mekadesh Milva ain't a Mekadeshes. V'hacha V'uman Kona B'Shevach Kli Kona. And here, this Machlokas is... Rashi says we're talking about a type of guy that is Klomer Hacha B'Shalo Histen Leo Schir Yomim. He's not like according to days. Ela Kablan Shemakaba Love Ligmar Malacha B'Kach B'Kach. He's going to take this, how long it's going to take him to finish it. The Kli that he seemed to be working on, Rashi goes on to explain more, is that it's Kilu becomes like it's his, and then he sells it with the value that goes up from the fact that he actually worked on it and he made it. My Savar Uman Kona B'Shevach Kli. One says that in Uman, a craftsman, he acquires the value that he added to the Kli itself. So therefore, then the man who worked for this woman got a part of the jewelry itself he made for her, and which with that part, he's marrying her. Mar Savar, that's Rav Meir. Mar Savar, in Uman, Konan B'Shevach Kli. No, he's not Konan B'Shevach Kli, and therefore, there's nothing you're allowing him to actually marry her. Another answer, the Kuliyam ain't Umm Kona Shevach Kli. Nobody says it's Umm Kona Shevach Kli, even Rabbi Meir doesn't. The Yeshal is Schirs Mitchilbat Sof, and there is Schirs from beginning to the end, where it's like, you know, it's getting paid like for every moment. Mekadesh B'Milva ain't a Mekadesh, and still not. So then what's the Machlokas? Vahacha, B'Mayeski and Kon Shahosif La and Nofech Mishalo. He adds on a Nofech from himself. He adds on like a little diamond. That it was his. The Maya Savar Milva Uputa, when he's marrying this woman, he's giving her the loan at a pruta, meaning the value of what it is that he put on over there. Right? He's giving his own stuff. Daita Uputa. So Maya Savar Milva Uputa, Daita Uputa. The woman's mind's on the pruta, not on the milva, and therefore it works. Maya Savar, that's the mayor. Chamsei, Maya Savar Daita Amilva, Das on the milva, not on the pruta, and therefore it doesn't work. It's no good. We plucked at the Hani Tanoi, and according to this, a Machlokes, or Meir and the Chachamim, are arguing over the same Machlokes, the Tanoi Tanabraisa. B'schar Shasisi Imach, be married to you with the schar that I did for you, enim kedushas. That's not marriage. But if he says he didn't do the work, he says be married to him in return for the work that I'm gonna do for you, then mikudeshes, that's married. Rashi says, look, sheyigmor v'yitnenela the kasover eina l'schiras elu l'besof. It's only at the very end. Mikudeshes, then it's gonna be married. Maybe not senomer. B'schash esay mach l'schar that I'm gonna do for you, enim kedushas, doesn't work. The kol shekim b'schash esisimach, certainly the one that was already done, that's definitely not gonna work. Another opinion is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He says, "Omer be'emes amru be'im mischar she'asisi be'im mischar she'asayim mach." In both those cases, enim kedushas is not going to be married. Vim hosif la'nofich mishalom, but if he adds on from his own stuff, then kedushas they will be married. Rashi says, "Mechal to be nas and savor afilo hosif la'enim kedushas." Even if he adds, won't be married. The savor milva puta daita milva. The das is on the milva. On the loan and not on the pruta. Bein Tanakama is l'Rabbi Nosson ikka b'nayo schiris. The machlok sin the Tanakama Rabbi Nosson is over the money that he makes. Is it considered like piece by piece or one lump sum at the end of everything? Bein Rabbi Nosson the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi ikka b'nayo milva pruta. The machlok is reference to milva pruta. Whether or not that's going to work. My savor Rabbi Nosson says milva pruta. Daita milva, that's on the milva, and therefore no good. My savar, daita pruta, and therefore it would be good. Period. Next Mishnah. Let's look at the next Halakha Mishnah. Iskachili b'kosesh al yayin. Let's say a guy says, marry me with this cup of wine. V'imtza shal devash. Turns out, it's not wine, it's honey. Shal devash is married with this cup of honey. V'imtza shal yayin, it's wine. V'dinir zeshal kasab, marry me with this dinar made of silver. V'nimsa shal zav, as it turns out, made out of gold. Shal zav, v'nimsa shal kasab, or the opposite. Amanashi alshir, in condition I'm rich. V'nimsa ani, turns out he's poor. Or the flip, uneven, it's alshir. Ain't even kadeshes, none of these cases are going to be mikudeshes. Sorry about that right there. Editing's going to take too long, so I'm going to keep going. Ain't a mikdashes. It's not considered mikdashes. You can't mess around like that. You got to be telling the truth. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im hita l'shevach mikdashes. If the mistake is going up, which he says it's silver, it's really gold. He says he's less than he is, and he's really more. Then it's not going to be mikdashes. It works in a place when you're going up. Only when you're going down is going to be a problem. Tana Rabbanam. It's catchy because a guy goes and says, marry me with this cup. Tani cha wa wee 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 da. What does she get? She gets bo, b'masha b'stocho, it and what's inside of it. She gets both of them. B'tani yidach, another b'masha says bo, v'lo b'masha b'stocho. She gets it, but not what's inside of it. She says bo, kitcha, v'lo b'masha b'stocho, in a zocha, bo. Zochaba ve'enam mitzayif le'shavu pruta no shechem. So Yidach, the Brisa says, "Ba'meshe besocho ve'lo bo." She actually only gets what's in the cup, but not the cup itself. Yeah. So the stuff inside of it has got to be what's worth a shavu pruta ve'lo kasha. Haba Maya, haba Chamra, haba Tziara. In the second brisa, when it says that only the cup is a shavu pruta, it's talking about when it has water in it. Because water is something which she's not going to look in, she's not going to really care about. And only with the stuff, and only the cup itself is she really wants to get married. Haba chamra, when the third brisa says that only the cup's stuff is counted towards a shavu pruta, it's talking about where inside was wine. And therefore, if someone looks at the wine, then he expects the cup to be given back after it drinks it. In this case, we say that only the wine was meant to be given for the marriage and the cup to return. And the last one is talking about b'tzira, it's talking about tzir dagam. It's just like fish juice. Sha'asui liyamim rabim litbol bo. You dip in it, v'akosar l'shama bo. It's got to guard it and what's inside of it. And clearly, and she's going to keep the cup also, and therefore it's a double whammy. Both of them together can be mitzdaif. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Starts a new sigur, which is going to turn us over to the next page. Until the next time, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.